If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bama John. I'm joined by Will Kay today. Will Kay's back from his hiatus. He took a sabbatical, but he's joining us again. In this episode, we're going to provide our instant reaction to Bama's big road win over Missouri, 27-24. Woohoo! Roll Tide, baby, roll Tide. We went on the road and got another big win. This was a battle of Heisman contenders with Ty Simpson for Bama and Ahmad Hardy for Missouri. One team was exposed, and after this game showed who are the contenders and who are the pretenders. Bama keeps it rolling as Ty shines. Today is Saturday, October 11th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you for tuning in. We now have over 5,000 subscribers to the YouTube channel and growing. If you're accessing us on YouTube, become a subscriber and also hit the notified button. If you're accessing us on the other platforms where our podcast is, such as iHeart, Spotify, Apple, RSS, and the like, please follow, subscribe, and like us. All right, Will K, instant reaction, thoughts on this huge road win for Bama?
Well, it did not start well. I think the defense settled down a little bit. We were up by 10, and then, you know, it was another sweat fest at the end there. They go down there to score. I mean, we get the onside kick, and, you know, it really matters how many timeouts you have at the end of the game. I think the two-minute warning may allow you for an extra timeout. But, I mean, 3 minutes left and you're up by 10, you kind of expect to win, but you're in a different mode at that point. You play differently. You start throwing the ball more. You use your timeouts. So it was really quite a sweat fest.
Because they had the ball. We won. We got it done.
We did win. I thought the defense improved. Ahmad Hardy didn't kill us, like a lot of people said he would.
Who their leading rusher was for the game? Do you know who their leading rusher was for the game?
Was it Prabula?
It was.
Yeah. Hardy wasn't anything special, really. I mean, he had a few good runs, but he didn't score. At the beginning, it was pretty scary, though. But threw two picks. Ty Simpson, he didn't play his greatest, but he did enough. He threw three touchdowns and 200 yards, but glad we got it done.
Yeah, no, it was big. I mean, if it was a battle of Heisman contenders, which it really was, Ty was the one that shined, and Ahmad Hardy didn't help build his case. So three touchdowns, no interceptions. He did have that sack fumble, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I thought Ty played well, and we don't win this game without Ty, and I don't think Jalen Milroe could have won this game. So Ty played great, and Missouri's good. Missouri's a good team. That's a great road win. Think about this now. Kalen DeBoer is now 2-0 on the road in the SEC. We've broken Georgia's home winning streak. We've broken Missouri's home winning streak. Last year, DeBoer couldn't win a big SEC road game. So hats off, baby. And Prabula is a dual threat quarterback, and we shut him down. He did okay.
I don't know what it was about him. Maybe it was because the number he was wearing and his eye black, but he was giving me J.J. McCarthy vibes today. I don't know why, but anyway.
Well, fortunately, he didn't pull a J.J. McCarthy on us and score at the end and put it in overtime, and then we lose. So we got it done. And I, as I said on the preview episode, I'll take a win by 1 point. I just want to get out of there with the win. I was disappointed that we gave up that touchdown when they got the ball back with 3 minutes to go. I thought when we went up 10, we were going to ice it. And that was disappointing.
See, you just play differently because you know Alabama's going to run the ball. You have to get a first down, but you also can't throw it, and the defense knows you're running, so it's kind of tough to.
Well, but remember Simpson in the end of the Georgia game, they did that nice little rollout pass to get a first down. I thought we went extra conservative, but we were up 10. So I
will say it was like 4th and 8, maybe, and we decided to go for it, and that ball to Latier Brooks, that was a big play.
Huge. That was a huge play. I mean,
and he wasn't even open. I saw the. He threw him open. That was a great pass by Ty.
It was a great throw and a great catch. Yeah. I mean, you had to complete it. That wasn't an easy catch for Brooks, but it was a great throw by Ty because he put it where he could catch it, but where the defender couldn't do anything about it. And then Brooks came down with a big catch. And basically, the way Ryan Williams has been playing this year, I wouldn't have trusted Ryan to catch that ball. So hats off to Brooks, the freshman coming in and making a big impact. Our receiver room is loaded. I love Latier Brooks. I thought that was a great play. And then we go for it on 4th down. We're in the red zone and put that touchdown on the board to go up 10. I mean, just huge. And imagine that if we had to score that touchdown and they go down and get that touchdown, then we're having to drive to try to win the game because they would have been up 1. So two huge 4th down plays on that drive. That was big. Couple of interesting things to think about here. I'm going to run through some stats real quick. So total yards, it was even. We had 325. They had 330. They outrushed us, which is not surprising, 163 to 125. But we did put up 125 yards of rushing, so that was good. We had 22 first downs, and they only had 14. We were 6 of 15 on 3rd down. They were 1 of 10. They were 2 of 3 on 4th down conversions, and we went on 4th down 3 times and converted 3 of 3. And then we won the turnover battle 2-1. Time of possession. Listen to this, Will. If you had told me we were going to have this time of possession advantage, 38 to 22, I would have thought we'd won by 10 to 15 points. So kind of shocking there. And then on the penalties, we were basically even. We had 5 penalties for 50. They had 4 penalties for 45, although they had 2 big penalties that kept our first 2 touchdown drives alive, which was kind of interesting. Not sure we would have scored had we not picked up those penalties. But, hey, we took advantage. We did it. All right, thoughts on any of those stats?
Once again, we have more penalties than the other team, but hey, we won it.
Not by much, though. Didn't have like double the penalties or anything.
They missed a few holding calls on them, but that's expected in a home game. But Prabula threw 2 pretty crucial interceptions.
Bray Hubbard, baby, he got his hands
and
over that ball.
Dijon Lee dropped another one, and they fumbled it 2 more times, and we didn't get it.
Yeah.
There were 3 other turnovers that we could have had. Well, and we almost blocked that kick, but it somehow went in.
So think about this. I don't think that was an A game from our team. Do you? I don't think we played our A game. I thought that was a B to B plus game for us, and we still won, in my opinion. Do you think we played at an A level?
No.
We can play better. That's what gives me great hope that we can make the playoffs and win. And by the way, we're now 5-1 at the turn. Think about that. If you had told me we were going to lose to FSU, I wouldn't have said there was no way after 6 games we'd be 5-1 and be undefeated in the SEC. So we're chopping them down, baby. 5 wins in a row, 3 SEC wins in a row, 2 wins on the road. I love where we are at this point.
I will say that Florida State loss is looking worse and worse, though.
Well, first game
of
the season.
If it's our only one, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, even if we lose one more game, it doesn't matter. If we go 10-2, we're going because we have great wins. That's a great win. Undefeated Missouri win at Missouri, that counts for a lot. Beat an undefeated Georgia team, win at Georgia, that means a lot. So
all the last 3 games we've had, all of these teams have been undefeated, and we've given them their first loss.
And tell me this, who do you think's going to win when Missouri goes to Vanderbilt?
I don't know. I don't
I
know.
like
Maybe
Vanderbilt in that game.
Vanderbilt.
I like Vanderbilt in that game.
Maybe Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Missouri's a good team. They're not a great team. We exposed them, baby. Think about that. They came in, everybody's, oh, they're gonna put up all these points on Bama. And quite honestly, it was not as high scoring as I thought. I said we'd win by four. I thought we'd win 35-31, and we won 27-24. Now, missing that field goal, we left some points on the field that we could have converted. Also, when we had it first and goal on the 1 yard line, and then they stepped on Ty's foot, and we had to take a field goal instead of punching that touchdown in. We really had 10 points that we could have put on them to make it not as close as it was. We outplayed that team. So for it to be this close, it was kind of disappointing. But, you know, that's what happens when you're on the road. Weird things happen. I'm really happy with this win. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. I thought we ran the ball pretty decent.
Till Jam went out.
Yeah. Kevin Riley and Brian, not
Daniel.
Brian,
Daniel
Hill scored.
Yeah,
so.
And Daniel Hill played okay because he's kind of been non-existent. And I was laughing about that because I don't know if you remember in my 10 bold predictions. I said Daniel Hill would be running back one and he'd go for 1,000 yards. And that's been a terrible prediction. Now, of course, I said Ty would be all SEC first team quarterback. That one's looking great. I said we'd win the Natty and go to the playoffs. We still can do that. So that's all in front of us. But yeah, Daniel Hill, it's nice to see him come in and contribute today and catch that pass for a touchdown, hit some runs. But when Jam went down, I thought our running game was not as effective when we needed to try to salt the game away. That was a little disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, you can say whatever, but a win is a win, and it's a top 15 road win.
Top 14. Top 14.
Okay, top 14. But
yeah, I'm just trying to make it even better. I'm jazzing it up a little bit.
I mean, three top 20 wins in a row, two of them on the road.
All undefeated teams, too.
Yep. And then it continues, though. I got Tennessee next week, right?
They've got one loss, so.
And then do we have South Carolina?
Then we go to South Carolina after that. Then we have an open date, so.
And then LSU.
But think about this. All right, we should beat Tennessee at home. DeBoer's undefeated at home, period. He hadn't lost at home at Alabama. Tennessee has to come here. We're better than Tennessee. I'm not saying it's not going to be a dogfight, but we're better than that team. We should win that game. And then South Carolina's depleted. So we should stack two more wins. And when we hit that open date, we should be 7-1 and we should be 5-0 in the SEC. I like that prospect. Again, our guys need to be ready. They can't take anything for granted, but I like where we are. I like the momentum. I like the how about the resiliency of this team, Will? When we went down 7-0, I'm like, fire Kane. I'm sitting there mad. I'm like, what are we doing? And then
the defense showed up after that, and the defense started playing better.
They did. They really did. And I give them credit for playing really well defensively until that last touchdown drive. That one was a little disappointing that we gave up that big chunk play over the middle. And there's another chunk play we'll talk about in a minute that led to a field goal where I thought we handled that one poorly. But yeah, I was like, what are we doing? We look like we're doing exactly what we did to Florida State, and they gash us. Do you remember on that touchdown pass to Norfleet? Damani Jackson didn't even try to tackle him. He just kind of ran out of bounds. And if he had been playing the ball, he should have seen that Norfleet caught the ball, and then he should have wrapped him up and at least got him out of bounds. That was a weak play by Damani.
I have not been impressed with Damani Jackson or Wilkin Formby.
No.
They have not played well.
I think Wilkin needs to be moved to guard permanently.
Or just maybe
well,
a bench.
He's going to play some, but I think he's not a tackle at the SEC level. He needs to play guard. He's getting roasted. He cannot pass protect against edge speed rushers. He just gets burned. It was disappointing. That hurt us. It definitely hurt us. But that first drive, I'm like, oh, here we go again. What the heck are we doing? Fire Kane. And to his credit, they adjusted the schemes, and we didn't get gashed as much. So were you like me, like fire Kane after that opening
drive?
Yeah,
because, I mean, that first drive, it was – I mean, they didn't even have a third down. I mean, it was just boom, 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 touchdown.
And then we didn't set the edge. We weren't playing well against the rush defense. It was just all bad.
Yeah.
And they're going to get, there's going to be a lot in the film session on that first drive, but they corrected it. So to the credit of Kane Womack and the defense, I thought they made good adjustments and they played much better the rest of the game. After that, how confident were you when we went up 14-7 and you're like, all right, here we go?
I was feeling better for sure.
And then we go down, and then we have that drive where we end up getting the field goal. We're up 17-7, and Simpson took a sack on fourth. It was third and four, and I thought Bama did a bad job, and Grubb does this sometimes. Ty is so good at using the short pass in lieu of the run, and I thought he didn't give him enough short options to hit a 2 to 6 yard pass play with anybody underneath, and I didn't understand that play call. And then Ty takes a sack. We have to kick the field goal. Now, to Talty's credit, he nailed a 46-yard field goal, because I don't know about you, but I had no confidence in him making a field goal over 40.
Yeah, me either. But and he missed one too. So.
Oh, he did. Yeah. No, he missed a 49-yard field goal, and he missed that one left, because the other one he missed right, but he missed that one left, and he was from the left hash mark. And
two field goals, did he?
No, he only missed that one. But I'm talking about the other game, the previous game against Vanderbilt. He missed a field goal too. And on that one, he hit it right. But this one, he hit left. But he was from the left hash mark. And I know he didn't want to hit it too far right. But it's like, come on, you got to give yourself a chance. And I feel like he gave himself. So then after we went up 17-7, and this is another criticism I had on that last Missouri drive of the half, where they got the field goal, Bama gave up a big chunk run. I don't remember if you remember that up the middle. Jamal Roberts just went straight up the middle for 38 yards. Unfortunately, we ran him down. But Xavier Mincy was in at free safety. And I don't know whether Kane had him do this, but he took him out of the middle of the field. And if he had stayed in the middle of the field, he would have tackled Roberts for a 5 to 10 yard gain. And he moved him to the left of the defense. So he's over here, and he had him like in a blitz thing, and there was no safety over the top. And I thought that was a terrible, hyper-aggressive defensive call. We didn't need to do that. So yeah. I blame Kane for that scheme to give up that big chunk play. It was a really bad play design. And if Mincy did that on his own, then he shouldn't even been in there. And if Kane had him abandoned the middle, you got to have a safety in the middle. You can't. We had all these guys stacked up, and as soon as you gashed and there was a hole there, there was nobody to fill it, and he was off to the races. I'm glad we ran him down and held him to a field goal. So it was nice to, go to half – up 17, what we're up 17-10, but we could have been up 17-7 had we not given up that chunk play at half. When we came out of the second half, what was your thought on that first drive? I mean, I thought, okay, we're going to go down, get 3, get 7, extend the lead. And next thing you know, fumble.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. It was first play fumble. I was like, oh, here we go.
And to me, that was Grubb being over-aggressive. He called a shot play. Ty is so good on the short intermediate. Why do you need to call a shot play? He wouldn't have taken a sack had we just done a quick hit or just boom, get the ball out. Why are we doing that on first and 10 coming out of the half? Remember against Vanderbilt, we did the same thing. Ty had the ball on, I think we had the ball on the 17-yard line to open the half against Vandy, and Ty takes a 10-yard sack. We have a bad punt after that series. Vanderbilt gets the short field and comes down and scores, and they're right back in it. And so, to me, I don't blame the defense for Missouri scoring on that because they had a short field because of the tie. But it's like, Grubb, what are you doing? We're backed up in our own end of the field. Milroe's great at those bomb plays. That is not Ty's strength. His strength is just picking the defense apart on the short intermediate pass. I thought that was a boneheaded play call by Grubb. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, but the line's got to block better than that at the same time, though. They kind of got after us with the
They did, but you get the ball out quick. You're in your own end of the field. I just didn't like the play call. Why do that? Coming out of the half, just get some rhythm going. Move the ball. Ty's doing – I don't like it. I thought we got burned against Vandy. We did again there. I blame that on Grubb, not on anybody else. I thought it was a poor play call.
Wasn't great, yeah.
And so then Missouri gets short field, ties it up 17-all. Then Bama goes down on the next drive, and that's where he goes 66 yards, and we get down to the one-yard line. I mean, why not just snap the ball to Caden Proctor three more times? It's first and goal on the one, or put LT Overton in shotgun and just shotgun it to him and just smash it into the line. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Why
know
not either. Do that?
But you're not expecting for your quarterback to trip, you know?
I know, but they blew us off the line. I mean, the reason he tripped is I think it was Vandermark or Dewberry that stepped on him.
I didn't see.
But their line got pushed on that first and one and drove us back, and then he stepped on Ty's foot and, you know, that whole thing that comes off the board and we have to settle for a field goal. So that was kind of a bummer. And then after that, it just goes back and forth. It's 2017. And then Missouri goes for it on fourth down. What did you think about that fake field goal where they went for it on fourth down?
I thought they might have overturned that.
It was very close. I'm glad there wasn't good camera angles to show that they should overturn it. So I was very happy there. I mean, were you surprised that they went for it on fourth down there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're always a little surprised if somebody fakes a punt.
So. How about Dre Washington making that tackle to save that?
Yeah, that was good.
Big play. Big play. And then the next drive is where we converted two fourth downs. The big throw from Ty Simpson to Lozier Brooks on that fourth down where we weren't in field goal range, and a gutsy call to go for it on fourth and eight. And I actually liked the play they drew, because let's say it got intercepted there. That would have been about the same as a punt. And a great throw and great catch to get that. And then we go for it on fourth down. Would you have kicked the field goal there on fourth, or do you think that was were you nervous when they went for it there?
Well, of course I was. I mean, yeah, I think at that point you got to make it a two-possession game. So I probably would have gone for it too.
Or do you take the field goal and force them to have to score a touchdown to take the lead?
Well, in hindsight, I would have gone for it because they did score a touchdown.
Well, and in hindsight, right, it all worked out. But boy, I was nervous on that. But a great play call, great pitch and catch from Ty to Daniel Hill. At that game, I didn't think there'd be any drama. And of course, we made it dramatic down the stretch. And the big play there was Missouri quickly, you know, goes to the pass offense. And I believe it was fourth down when they threw that 27-yard pass down the field. And we had one man, we had single coverage. One of our freshman DB was in there. We had single coverage on their freshman wide receiver. And that guy's really good. What was his name? Like Ibukdo or something?
I don't know.
But he was really good. Georgia really wanted him. And somehow Missouri got him to come and play. And he made some great catches in that game. And he stabbed that thing, and we got it down on the three. But there was no safety help over the top. And I didn't like the fact that we didn't have at least two – we didn't have a too-high safety look on that play. Because you got a 10-point lead. Don't give up the big plays. Force them into field goal range to have to take a field goal. Don't give up a touchdown. So I hated that. And then we got the ball back and went three and out, and Missouri got the ball back again. But fortunately, Dejon Lee got the pick to ice the game. So great win. I'm so happy we got out of there. All right, what other thoughts do you have on the game as we wrap this up?
I don't think I have any. I think we've said everything. Didn't look great at times, but made the plays when we needed to and got a win.
And that's what great teams do. I mean, how many times did Saban go on the road and get a close win to keep seasons alive and to make the playoffs and get a national championship? And that's what you got to do on the SEC. You got to win the games however you can on the road, because it's tough winning on the road in the SEC. This SEC league is loaded. I don't really think there's an easy place to play on the road. Maybe Kentucky. Maybe Arkansas. Other than that, I don't think there's an easy place to play on the road in the SEC.
Yeah, I don't think so, no.
All right. All right, parting shots. Any other thoughts?
I don't think so. Got to get ready for Tennessee next week. At least we got them at home. They're struggling with Arkansas right now. I don't know what that means, but it's something.
I hate Tennessee. Maybe it's the effect of Bobby Petrino taking over as head coach, and he's really getting Talen Green. And plus, Bobby Petrino's coaching to try to win that head coach position. So maybe he's giving it a little extra oomph so he can keep the job.
Maybe so.
Yep. All right. Well, great result, great win. Bama's got a keep it rolling. We're in great shape to make the playoffs right now. We're in control of our own destiny. I love it. Hats off to DeBoer for getting another big SEC road win. I love the vibes of this season. I love the momentum of this season. I love this team. Can you feel the difference between this year's team and last year's team?
Yes, I can.
The resiliency, the play at quarterback. I love having Ryan Grubb as the OC, even though I hate it when he calls those shot plays from deep in our own territory. But great win, great victory. All right, thank you for listening. Subscribe, follow, like, and hit the notify button wherever you access the podcast. God bless and roll tide.
Roll tide.